Ghosts, cryptids, murder, conspiracies, beer, what, the, ale.
Hello, friends.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back to What the Ale. I'm Alana Ray.
And I'm Mama J.
And before we get into it, Mama, what are you drinking and do you have any What the Ale moments?
I am drinking a big muddy vanilla stout, and it's got a little sweetness and it's very delicious. So I'm happy with it. It's my first time having it. And let's see what the ale. I think my what the ale. I mean, it's a good one, but like, my kids' school is doing, you know, like parents' weekend visits, whatever. And so I'm going down for that. But of course, my kid wants me to come down for that, but does not want to do any of the activities that the school puts on for parent weekend. So my kid basically wants me to just come pick them up and then like hang out with them in the downtown area or whatever. And so, yeah, I'm going to fly down and do that. And my little one, this will be her first time seeing where her sibling goes to school. So she's really excited to see where the kid is. And of course the kid wants to take the 15-year-old to a frat party. So,
no.
Yeah. So I have to debate about that. I was like,
no.
You have to hold her hand the whole time.
No, don't let her go to a frat. That's just bad news bears waiting to happen.
Yeah. So yeah, but she's going to sleep in the dorm and do all that thing. So I think that'll be fun. So, yeah. But I think the younger one will feel better once she sees where the 18-year-old has landed and that it's a nice place. And yeah, because she didn't get to be there for moving. So,
Well,
yeah.
Have so much fun.
Yeah, it'll be a super quick weekend, but it should be great. And then, yeah, my little one and I are, because we're flying into Vegas, so we're going to see the Screamed unauthorized musical parody again, because we saw it the first time and it was really funny and they brought it back. So we're going to go see that again before we head home.
Well, I thought it was great. I hope
yeah,
it's just as great.
It's really dumb. It's so funny though.
That's awesome. Yeah, I don't know. Parents weekend. What
So
a
you
time.
drinking anything or any what the ale?
Yeah, I'm having a, gosh, what is this called? It's from Lamplighter Brewing in Cambridge, and it's called the Birds of a Feather IPA.
Ooh, cute name.
But yeah, it's pretty good. It's like a little, I guess like juicier, I guess, of an IPA than I like was expecting, but it's pretty good. I got it at my little bodega here, so can't complain.
Very cool.
Let's see. And then do I have any What the Ale moments? I mean, I think mine is like not necessarily like that exciting or anything, but I am going to have a little girl's weekend this weekend with some friends in Connecticut, and I'm excited and I think it'll be really nice. And apparently we're going to have a bonfire and I am very excited to just like get to do witchy things in the woods. Not that we're going to do witchy things in the woods, but I feel like a bonfire seems very witchy things in the woods.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are going to have so much fun. And I'm planning to finish the hat for her partner because I'm making a non-binary hat. So I'm almost done with it. I'm going to finish it on the plane and then I will send it to you.
Gorgeous.
All right. Well, I guess we can get into my story. I wanted to do something spooky for spooky season. And then I know you and I were recently talking about me wanting to take a trip to Denmark. And so I decided to look up haunted places in Denmark.
Cool.
And I found this castle called Dragsholm Castle that has, they say, over 100 ghosts, but there's 7 very particular ghosts that I will talk about. And some of these ghosts actually have like a story, and like, you know, one of them, there was some significant evidence that the sad story is true. So wanted to cover the ghost. And I will say this place has like a ton of history, but I'm just going to do like brief overview of the history so that we have time for the ghost. Cause like there were pages and pages of history that I could have talked about. And then, you know, I will say if I mispronounce some of these names and things, yeah, I don't, these names are all new to me. So I apologize in advance, if I mispronounce these things.
Yeah, I mean that's fair. So it's in Denmark. Where? Well, I guess you're gonna tell me. Never mind. Go ahead with the
All right. So Dragsholm Castle was built around 1215 by Bishop Roskilde, and
mystery.
it's located in north of Zealand, Denmark, which is about 50 miles west of Copenhagen. And it was originally built as a palace, but there was like a war of succession that took place from 1534 to 1536. So during that time, it was fortified in order to like protect against attacks that were going to be happening. And this war of succession was known as the Count's Feud. And Dragsholm Castle was the only castle on Zealand that was not taken during the war. And then the war was like, there was a Protestant Count Christopher of Oldenburg that supported a Catholic person named Christian II to become king, but not everybody supported Christian II. And we're going to come back to that because that plays into one of the people that we're going to talk about who becomes a ghost at Dragsholm Castle. But anyways, after the war, Denmark was working on reformation, and the crown took hold of Dragholm Castle. And at this point, they decided to use it as a prison for noble and ecclesiastic prisoners. So, you know, anybody that like committed a crime against the crown or against the church.
Oh, I didn't realize like there would be jails separately
Well, yeah, so but I mean those were the types of prisoners that I guess were sentenced to go here. And then I want to say like the conditions ranged from like somewhat comfortable where you might have like a window or a toilet in your room, and that would be like if your crime was considered minor or you know whatever. And then there were extremely poor conditions if your crime against the crown is significant. And so we'll talk about you know, there are two different cases here where prisoners were held in very different kinds of circumstances. And so we'll talk about that. And then I did want to mention a little bit of history about two of the prisoners because their ghosts show up later when I talk about the ghosts. So the first one is the last bit Bishop of Roskilde, and his name was Joachim Ronan, Ronau. Maybe. And he was put in prison there because he was one of the ones that was against Christian II. You know, he didn't want him to take over as king. Now, I will say, you know, Christian II served as king of Denmark, Norway, and Sweden from 1513 to 1523. And this was part of a union that was known as the Kalmar Union. And it was a union in Scandinavia. And it was, designed by the Queen Margaret of Denmark, who was like a widower, and you know, she just wanted to join the three kingdoms under a single monarch for a time. And so, you know, he became the king of, you know, those three nations for a time. And he was obviously like a very powerful person. And because the bishop, you know, was not supporting him, you know, that was considered really scandalous. So the bishop did get imprisoned for not supporting him. And he did get a like fancy wing, you know, where he had a window and he had a toilet. So that was pretty comfy considering what it could have been. But he did spend the rest of his life in prison for not supporting Christian II for king.
That's insane. Sometimes I think about like not medieval necessarily, but just like old punishments or things people would like be put in jail for life for. And it's things like this that I'm like, you know, that's wild.
Yeah, we all have a right to an opinion. So,
Yes. Gosh, can you imagine having thoughts?
I know having different opinions, or, you know, like, I mean, in this case, it wasn't a vote, but like not being allowed to say who you would want to be in power. Yeah, so it's a little crazy, but yeah, he did live there, or he was in prison until his death. So anyways, we'll come back to that when we get to the ghost section. And then the other famous prisoner that was held at Dragsholm was James Hepburn, and he was the fourth Earl of Bothwell, but he's usually referred to as Lord Bothwell. And he was someone who, like, he seemed to always find his way into trouble. So I kind of got the vibe that he was looking for money and success and would like say or do anything to get it. So by his mid-30s, he was involved in multiple scandals, including multiple marriages, adultery, bankruptcy, and divorce.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
At that time, that was a no-no.
Yeah. When he was very busy, Alana. So he was engaged with a Danish Norwegian woman named Anne Rustung, and but then he decided to run off to Scotland to woo Mary, Queen of Scots. But he decided to take Anne's sizable dowry with him. So even though he had decided not to follow through on the engagement and marry Anne, he was going to go marry, Mary, Queen of Scots, he took Anne's dowry.
My
So,
goodness, disgusting.
yeah. So this was a big mistake, but we'll get to that later too. He was looking to marry well, and he did eventually become the third and final husband of Mary, Queen of Scots. It is widely believed that Lord Bothwell, or no, Bishop, no wait, was he Earl of Bothwell? It was widely believed that he had murdered Mary's previous husband, Lord Darnley. And that caused a rift in the whole country that came, it kind of came to a head during the Battle of Carbery and Carbery Hill, and he lost that battle. So, what does one do when you're accused of murder in Scotland and you lost your battle? You flee to Denmark.
Of course, classic.
So, but fleeing to Denmark ended up giving Anna the opportunity to sue him for abandonment and the return of her dowry. And her
Her.
father was like a powerful person. And so he made sure that, he was going to be held accountable and serve a severe punishment in a very uncomfortable way. And so he was imprisoned at Dragsholm Castle, and his stay in the prison was horrible. So he was chained to a pillar, and he was only fed enough food and water to keep him like barely alive.
Oh gosh.
And he died when he was 44 years old, and he passed away in his cell. But one of the things that said about him is that they chained him to a pillar, and he would just like walk around the pillar, like pacing around the pillar. And so there was like a groove in the floor from where he paced around this pillar, and you can still see that when you go visit today.
Oh wow. So like well known enough of a story that like it's probably real. Interesting.
I'm gonna get to today, and then the particular ghost that I wanted to bring up, because I wanted to focus on the spooky part of the castle. But today, Dragsholm Castle is a tourist attraction. It's a luxury hotel and has a Michelin star restaurant. So,
Cool.
child, if we ever make our way to Denmark, we should go stay here and eat here because it looks very nice. And it's been like redone in like a Baroque style. And so, it's very beautiful. It's like on a bit of land, and by the water, it's very pretty. So we should totally go here. But it's also considered one of the most haunted places in Europe. And then, like I said, there's, people say there's over 100 different ghosts there, but there are the few that stand out. So the seven that I wanted to mention were, the first one is the Bishop Roskilde, and they say he haunts the castle tower, and that's where, that's the wing that he was imprisoned in. And obviously, those cells are now turned into modern hotel rooms, but guests who stay on that side of the hotel report that they hear moaning and wailing sounds in the hallway on the second floor, and that's where he was held. So they believe that's him. And again, he was, held in like the nicer area of the jail, but still he was there until he died, just for not agreeing with the leadership choices.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, like if you're imprisoned for your entire life, like you're gonna have feelings about that. Like it
Yeah.
makes sense. Unless you're like some psycho like Ed Kemper who, enjoys being in prison, but whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, and then another ghost who he was one of the king's confidants. His name was Eler Brockenhouse, and it just said, it didn't say like what exactly he did, but that somehow he like blew things up with the king, and so he ended up in prison for pissing the king off. It didn't really have a lot of details about why, but he was nicknamed the Mad Squire because towards the end of his imprisonment, he kind of lost his sanity. And it was said like during the end of his life, he would just blurt out kind of harsh and abusive things, or like a lot of things that were just kind of gibberish, and people couldn't always make sense of what he was saying. And so people say that you can still hear him rambling incoherently in the corridors near where his cell used to be. Yeah, so people believe that that's Eler Brockenhouse when you hear that, kind of the gibberish mumbling.
Interesting.
Okay, so now we're going to bring it back to James Hepburn, the fourth Earl of Bothwell. And he, so obviously, accused of murder, stole Anna's dowry, and then was in prison for doing that. He, I guess when you visit, because you can see the like grooves on the floor of him pacing around the pillar, but his ghost is actually seen, like at the castle, like entering the castle, and it's usually in a ghostly horse-drawn carriage. Now, some people say the carriage is the one that brought him to the prison, and then other people say that the carriage is the one that took his body away when he died, and his mummy, because they mummified his body, and it's being kept in a nearby church. But people also report that like near that pillar, you kind of feel like a dark inner energy or like despair kind of feelings.
So is there like a difference in the like 'cause I guess do they know like what type of carriage would have brought him in versus out or would have like how do they
I don't know.
know?
I would think they would look different if they were carrying a coffin, but yeah, they're just different accounts, I guess. But yeah, you would think if it was like him just in a carriage, it would be more, just like what you think of a normal carriage where there's like seats, But yeah, they say that, some people say it's the one that took his body away. So it seems like that'd be more like, a space that would have a coffin in the back.
Yeah, like a hearse.
Yeah.
Like those
A hearse
carriage
carriage.
horses. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
I
talking
do.
about? They're like
Girl, I've seen Tombstone. No. yeah, but like, yeah, so horse-drawn hearse. So yeah, I don't know, because there's the two different accounts. So yeah, I'm not sure which one is right, or maybe both, people see both things. I'm not sure.
Yeah, very strange.
Okay. Now, this one is, our, always there is a lady in white, and so this is a very sad story of the lady in white that haunts this castle. And most people say that when she's seen, she appears to be looking for somebody, and she seems to be in despair and great sadness, and people who see her report that they feel that great sadness. And so it's not surprising once I tell you her story, because her story is really sad. So she is believed to be Selina Bowles, and she was the daughter of a noble family, and she was arranged to be married to somebody that her family approved of, but of course she fell in love with a commoner who worked at the castle. So her father, disapproved of the relationship. He, forbade her from seeing him again. But she loved him, and of course ended up pregnant. So when the father found out that she was pregnant, you know, he was furious and said that he was going to send her away. And that, you know, he expected her to have this child in secret and just kind of like, yeah, not be a part of the family anymore. But they were supposed to have dinner before she left. And during that dinner, they drugged her.
Oh God.
And they ended up chaining her to a wall inside of the castle. And this is where the story gets even darker because they ended up building a wall like around her. So she was enclosed in these walls. And they just left her there to die. And people would hear her screaming and scratching at the wall, but you know, eventually she died, so those noises stopped. And in there was two different dates I found. So one was 1910, one was in the 1930s, but they were working on like, you know, kind of refurbishing, redecorating the castle. And it said that workers discovered her remains inside of the wall of the castle's basement, and that she was wearing the white dress. So when people say they see her, they say she's looking for her long lost love, and you know, weeping because she can't find him.
Wow.
And
That's
then,
so fucked up, man.
oh,
That's
I know,
crazy.
yeah, and then it also is said that she tends to hang around sleeping men. So like, she'll, you know, men will be asleep in their room, and they'll wake up and have her standing over them.
Oh.
So, yeah, I don't know if she's trying to check if those are her person or not.
I mean, there
And
are definitely ghosts that like do that though, right? They like go look for their long lost love. Like there's so many like hotels and things where they report like, oh yeah, there's a chick that just like was in my room. You.
And then there are reports that if you misbehave, she will cause you to have an accident. So
Oh.
I couldn't find any stories about like what kind of accident, so I don't know if that part's true or not. And then they actually have her remains on display at a different castle, not too far from this one. So you can actually see her remains, and there are like photos online of what's supposed to be her remains. So, but it's a very sad story.
Yeah. That's crazy. Like, I wonder. When did you say she was put in the wall? Did they say?
Well, there was two different dates. One said like around 1910 and one said the
No.
1930s.
When she was put in or when she was
Oh, when she
found?
was put in. Oh, you know what? I didn't write down the dates for her.
Okay. That's okay. I was just wondering like the legality of that.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I feel like as we're finding in modern day times, people are often prosecuted and jailed and harmed without much evidence. So, yeah, and
Well,
she clearly did what she was accused of doing. But yeah, the idea that you are allowed to murder your daughter for not following your orders on who to marry seems crazy.
yeah. Hey, mom, don't murder me if I marry someone you don't approve of, okay?
I will not, but yeah, but
I mean,
do
just voice your
listen
opinion like a normal human.
to yeah, I will voice an opinion. But yeah, no, I, you know, we all have to live our lives. We all have to make our own mistakes and like whatever. But yeah, that should not have been a thing. But I know many, many women were forced to marry people for, you know, reasons that had nothing to do with love or her happiness. So
Yeah.
yeah. And then there is also a gray lady at Dragsholm Castle.
Ooh.
And there were a couple of different stories for her. So I just included them both because I don't know which one's true or, you know, if it's just like legend. But she was said to be a maid working in the castle. And the first story says that she was caught stealing silverware. But instead of firing her, the lady of the house took her under her wing and, you know, tried to like get her to do better, you know, and teach her. And so she eventually made her the matron of the castle.
Oh, wow.
And it seems like she took her job pretty seriously. So she was said to have like really high standards and that she kind of enjoyed bossing people around.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but it seems like, you know, she did enjoy her job. And it said that she gets upset by the changes that have taken place in the castle, and that she manifests as a cold draft of air. But if you're polite, she will have no issue with you. But if she sees you as rude, she'll become angry. And again, I couldn't find details about like what happens if she's angry, like what does she do? But yeah, so I'm not sure how much stock to put in this, but you know, whatever, that's what's online. So I'm sharing the story. And then there was
Interesting.
another story for her that said that there was a day where she was suffering from a terrible toothache, and the master of the castle felt really bad for her, so he gave her some things to like relieve her pain. And then she ended up dying a bit later, but she still likes to show her gratitude. So they describe her ghost as very helpful. She does good deeds, is protective of the castle, and likes to make sure the castle is taken care of. But people say that she's often seen as at night guarding the castle, but in a happy manner, like she's generally pleasant.
Oh,
So
wow.
those are the two stories for the lady in gray.
Okay. Well, that kind of reminds me of the ghost at the Stanley, though, who like was a housekeeper and she like doesn't like certain things, you know, and she reacts. So it's, I mean, I feel like you hear that a lot with like, you know, ghosts that used to be like maids and things. I feel like that's kind of a common one.
When the ghost of the Stanley would get in between couples if they weren't married. Yeah,
Yeah, she
remember?
was like,
She was like, there is no funny business in my house.
Not in my hotel.
Yeah, but she, yeah, you're right. The one at the Stanley would kind of still do her tasks and make sure that the hotel was running well and clean and all things. She would clean people's rooms and fold their laundry and all the things. All right. And then the other two notable ghosts that people say they see a lot, the stories are much shorter. So one of them, I believe his name is pronounced Bergay. So it's Byrge, Birge the Builder. And the story about him is that he had vision problems where he had one eye that was like a stone eye. And so he had trouble with straight lines and angles. So there are certain areas of the south and east wings that are slightly askew
Oh, interesting.
because of his vision problems. And so, you know, but people just kind of see him roaming around the castle, but they recognize him because he has the stone eye. But yeah, I thought that was interesting if there's parts of the castle that are the lines are a little off.
Yeah, that's actually really weird. I guess I've never heard of that before. So that's kind of cool.
And then there was a young page. There is no name for him, but it was said that he was peeping through a keyhole and he saw something that he shouldn't have. But nobody, I couldn't find anything about what he saw or what he overheard or whatever. But the story says that his eye was plucked out from its socket and thrown in the fire. And that he was like beaten and tortured until he died, and that his body was hidden in a cupboard in room 24.
Oh,
So
goodness.
people report that when they're in that room, they feel like they're being watched, which makes sense because he was like spying on people. So they feel like they're being watched, and they can just like feel like some energy that's not quite pleasant in that room. So anyways, but those are the seven main ghosts. But like I said, people report seeing all kinds of other apparitions or hearing voices or you know, things moving around or opening and closing or things like that. So, you know, it is believed that there are many more ghosts there, but those are the ones that people see the most often.
Interesting. I mean, definitely sounds like, yeah, it sounds like a very neat sort of place. Like, I feel like places like that, like, that's why Europe's so cool. There's so many castles that are so old that there's going to be like generations of ghosts. And I think that's really cool, even though some of the stories are super gross with like medieval torture and things.
When I looked, you know, because I mean, I was looking just like at the website to like book a room if you wanted to. And I mean, the rooms are, you know, if you go on a weekday, they're like $250 a night or something. And if at the weekend, it's like 450. But that's not bad. And it's a beautiful property and the Michelin star restaurant, which would be really nice. So, like, if we ever go to Denmark, I'm going to try to talk you into staying a night there because it looks like just a beautiful place to stay. We could go ghost hunting.
Okay. You don't have to tell me twice. I'll get a REM pod. I'm ready.
So anyways, but yeah, so I get to go all the way to Denmark because yeah,
Cool.
now that I've done all this, I like want to go even more.
That's awesome. I feel like Denmark's on my list. I've stayed in the Copenhagen airport, and it really weirded me out that they don't use the euro in Denmark. Like, I guess I just assumed they would, but
Oh.
they have their own like Danish kroner. And so I didn't know that. And
Oh.
so I was like, I went to go order a beer and it said 67, and I thought they meant 67 euros. And I'm like, a beer is 67 euros.
No.
But that's my only brush with Denmark, so I would
Yeah,
love to actually go for realsies.
I've never even flown through the airport there, so I'd really like to go. I know my dad would like to go, so you know, hopefully we can plan that trip in the next couple of years. But yeah, I wouldn't mind going out this way. I know it's outside of Copenhagen, you know, but like
Yeah.
I would like to see some of the countryside anyways, and so
Well, I
I
mean,
think it'd be worth
Copenhagen's
it a
an
little deeper.
island. Like, the thing with
Yeah.
Copenhagen is it's an island. It's not even actual that like you gotta go to like actual Denmark, I feel.
Yeah.
So I get
Yeah.
it. Well,
Yeah. So
cool.
anyways, but that's my story. A couple of sad stories with the ghosties, you know. Yeah, I do agree the one guy needed to be imprisoned for his crimes, but yeah, that seemed like quite a punishment to have him chained to a pillar. Does not seem very humane or nice, so
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's okay to like rip people off. It makes me think of the Corpse Bride.
yeah.
When that guy's like, I'm gonna murder you for your dowry, and then I'm gonna marry this chick for her dowry. And then she's like, but
Yeah.
I'm broke, broski. And then he's
Yeah.
like,
She was like, I
surprise.
was trying to marry you for your dowry.
Anyway, fun facts. I like the Corpse Bride a lot.
Me too.
Anyway, cool. Well, anything else with your story?
No, that was it for the story, but yeah, I'm looking forward to you know, it's almost October. Well, by the time you guys hear this, it will be October. But it's almost October and I love the month of October. I feel like there's so many fun fall things to do. And yeah, I like all the spooky things. So yeah, I'm ready for it. I just wish the weather would cooperate. The weather still feels too hot for the fall.
Girl, you want some of what we have? We're getting like rainstorm right now. That's
Are
why
you?
my window is closed. It's so noisy outside.
Yeah, I would like a little rain. It's like 90 degrees here. I'm over it.
It's like 69 and raining. So,
See, I wish that's how it was here.
yeah,
Yeah.
we're starting to get our fall weather. The leaves are turning, and that's really fun. I was in a walk. I was on a walk in the Arboretum earlier. And there's a really pretty tree with like bright red leaves, and it was super cool. So,
Very nice.
yeah, cool. Well, friends, thanks for listening. If you like this episode, you could like, subscribe, rate 5 stars wherever you get your podcasts. You could follow us on Instagram at With the L Podcast. You can also reach out to us with, you know, personal stories, or if you just want to connect with us at whatthelpod@gmail.com. And lastly, we have a Patreon page you can follow and subscribe to. And we do bonus content there, and we give our patrons little gifties and things. So if you just go to Patreon and search What the L Podcast, we'll be right up there. And outside of that, I just want to say I appreciate you, Mama.
Appreciate tubing.
We appreciate you, friends. Bye.
Bye.